弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，大家早。
Brothers, sisters, friends, good morning.
那我们刚刚唱一首诗歌，叫像如雾渴慕溪水一样，能够渴慕我们的主。
We just sang a hymn about how a deer longs after water and how our souls long after God.
那盼望我们在座弟兄姊妹都有这样的心愿。
I pray that each one of us sitting here has that same desire.
那我今天要跟大家分享的题目是预备自己成为富主。
Today I'm sharing about preparing oneself to become rich. After singing this hymn, I feel like we don't necessarily need to share about that. Because the whole purpose of my sharing was to lead us to know that we need to seek to become rich. But since I prepared for this, let me just go ahead and share.
那我们开始之前还是先有一点祷告。
Before we start, let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们再次把下面的时间交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we give the following time into your hands.
主啊，你知道为你说话的人是何等的软弱。
Lord, you know that the one who speaks is truly weak.
主啊，他何等需要你自己的恩典和怜悯。
That he needs your grace and your mercy.
主啊，就求你，你让他里面的人能够刚强起来。
We ask that you strengthen his inner man.
主啊，让他能够讲得清楚，让他能够讲得明白。
That he can speak clearly, that he can cause people to understand.
主啊，以至于我们每一个坐在你面前的人，我们都可以因着你自己的话能够得保住。
So that we can be able to be, we can understand through your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我想的题目是预备自己成为富主。
My topic is preparing oneself to become rich.
那一个富足的人生，我相信是我们每个人大概追求的目标。
I think each one of us seeks, our goal is to become rich or to have a rich lifestyle.
那我想成为富足也不是一件容易的事情。
To become rich is not easy.
我记得说那个歌曲叫没有人能够随随便便成功。
There's a song that says that no one can carelessly somehow become rich.
我想也没有人能够随随便便富足。
No one can really become wealthy through, aimless action.
所以我们要富足的话就需要预备。
So if we want to become rich, we need to have preparation.
我们要好好的预备自己才能够成为富足。
We need to prepare ourselves in order to become rich.
那我们就在借着这一点的时间，我们一起来思想我们如何预备自己能够成为富足。
So let's, in this brief time, think about what it means to become rich.
那如果今天有人问你说人生是什么？我估计大家会能够听到很多的答案。
If someone asks you today, what is life all about? I'm sure there will be many answers.
如果你不知道答案，你可以去 Google 去查。
If you don't know what to answer, you can just Google an answer up.
那我在 Google 上查一下人生是。
On Google, I checked up what is life about.
就看出有好多好多的答案。
And there are many different answers.
有的人说人生是一场相遇。
Some say that life is about is an it's an encounter.
我们每个人都是在亲人的欢声笑语当中而来。
We have all come about through different encounters with different.
我们一生要遇到很多的人，有的成为我们的朋友，有人只是擦肩而过。
In our lives, we meet many friends. We also meet people that just pass through our lives.
所以我们的一生就有很多的思念，有很多的别离。
In our lives, we also have many thoughts, many, we have people that we meet and people that depart.
那有人说人生一种态度。
Some say that life is about an attitude.
因为我们会遇到很多的事情。
We meet many things, situations.
那对于每件事情我们都有自己的态度。
We have different attitudes towards these different situations.
而且我们的态度常常会把我们的内心真实的光景能够表现出来。
And these situations often reveal our innermost thoughts.
所以有一本书叫《态度决定了高度》。
One book says attitude determines our altitude.
就是说，我们很多的时候，我们的态度就决定了我们人生的轨迹。
Attitude determines the pathway of our life.
那还有很多其他的答案，还有人甚至讲说，人生是一场游戏。
Some say that life is a kind of game.
那我今天要跟大家讲的说，人生是一场预备。
But today I'm going to share that life is about preparation.
不管你愿意也好，不愿意也好，人生就是一场预备。
Whether you are willing or not, life is really about preparing.
想想我们自己，我们从小的时候就开始预备。
From since we were little, we have been preparing ourselves.
我们预备长大,
we are preparing to grow up.
那我们长大了又开始预备,
and once we are adults, we continue to prepare.
我们要预备生活, 预备婚姻, 预备工作,
we prepare for life, we prepare for marriage, we prepare for work.
那你预备可能长大了就不需要预备。
If you prepare once you are grown up, you may not need to prepare as much.
那我告诉你长大了还要预备。
But and in reality, you actually still have to keep preparing.
因为很多的时候我们要为我们的儿女预备。
Because many times we need to prepare for our children.
你会发现我们的一生都是各种各样的预备。
We see that in life, there are many kinds of preparations we need to go through.
很多的时候我们人生的目标就决定了我们要预备什么，要如何预备。
And our goals that we set in life often determine how we prepare and what we prepare.
那我们看看圣经里面有两个人，他们是如何预备的。
Let's look in the Bible about two individuals who are preparing.
那我们请大家把圣经翻到路加福音12章。
Let's first look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音12章16节到19节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 16 through 19.
那里面讲到有一个财主。
It talks about a rich man.
说有一个财主田产丰盛。
He said, the land of a rich man produced plentifully.
他自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
And he thought to himself, what shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?
就说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的。
And he said, I'll do this, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods.
在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
There I will store all my grains and my goods.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用。
And I would say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years.
只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Relax, eat, drink, be merry.
好，我们就先读到这儿。
Let's first read up to this point.
那这是主耶稣亲自讲的一个比喻。This
is a parable that our Lord Jesus spoke.
讲到这里有一个财主。
It spoke of a rich man.
我想这个财主是一个非常非常聪明，非常非常厉害的财主。
This rich man was very wise and very cunning.
那我们可以从几个方面看出他为什么非常厉害啊。
We can see from several different aspects why he is so cunning.
我们大概用现代的话把这个故事稍微再解释一下。
Let's explain the story in modern terms.
我们可以说这个财主是一个非常成功的企业家。
We can say that this rich man is very successful entrepreneur.
为什么呢？ 因为他田产丰盛。
Because he is able to reap a lot of what he's sown in terms of investments.
田产丰盛用现代的话就是事业有成。
It's that he has been successful corporate wise.
丰盛到什么程度啊？ 丰盛到都没有地方放。
How rich is he? It's to the point where he doesn't know where to invest all his riches.
那有成到一个地步，他可以不用工作就可以安安逸逸的吃喝。
He's rich to the point that he doesn't need to continue working and he can live off of his wealth.
所以从这一点上看，你就发现说，我们很多人就想达到这个效果。
We know that many of us, we want to reach that point in life.
我们还是在这个努力的过程里面。
But we are still striving towards that goal.
所以你看到说，为什么这个人非常厉害啊？
And that's why you can see why this guy is so successful.
再看他还是个非常高明的管理学家。
Maybe he is someone who has a lot of knowledge. He is also someone who is very good at organizing.
非常善于管理和谋划。
He knows how to direct his life and how to organize it.
遇到问题时，马上就想到怎么办，马上就有解决的办法。
When he sees a problem, he sees right away how to fix it and what steps to take.
那他还是一个非常精明的经济学家。
And also, he is someone who is economically sound.
他马上就知道说，他如果这么多的话，他要把他们都收藏起来。
He knows that in order to preserve his wealth, he needs to store it.
那最后一点，他是一个思想家。
He is also a philosopher.
非常非常的有思想，有深度。
He has deep philosophical thoughts.
那常常会跟自己的灵魂对对话。
He would often speak to himself, as we can see here.
我想我们在座当中很少人这么做。
I don't think many of us sitting here actually does this.
所以你看到这个人的话，你就发现说他是一个地地道道的土豪。
So we can see here that this is one sophisticated person.
是一个非常成功的人士。
He is very successful.
也是今天我们很多人啊，我们可能不好意思讲，但是我们就想成为这样的人。
And many of us today, even though we may not admit it publicly, we want to be like this person.
因为他很多追求的目标也是我们人生追求的目标。
Because many of what he has attained are things that we seek to attain.
那在我们眼中这样成功的一位人士，耶稣是怎么看的呢？
What does Jesus think of this person?
那我们再来看下面两节哈，十二章二十节和二十一节。
Let's look at the next two verses, chapter 12, verse 20 and 21.
神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？”
But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?"
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
在人眼中非常非常成功的一个人。
In the eyes of people, he is very successful.
在神那里，神却称为他是一个无知的人。
But in God's eyes, he is a fool.
差异真是大。
The contrast could not be greater.
大家有没有想过为什么他是一个无知的人？
Has anyone thought, why is he a fool?
当我们看见说神说他是一个无知的人的时候，我们心里有没有很失望？
When we see that God labels him as a fool, are we disappointed?
因为我相信很多的弟兄姊妹，我们原来要是以这个人作为我们人生追求目标的时候，
Because I trust a brother and sister see this man as a goal in life to be attained.
那神说他是一个无知的人。
But then God says this kind of person is a fool.
就表明说我们这样的人生追求的目标是错的。
That means that our goal in life, our purpose, is wrong.
有没有想过说神为什么说他是一个无知的人？
Have you ever considered why God labels him a fool?
神其实他的无知可以体现在很多的方面。
His foolishness can be demonstrated in different aspects.
那我只列了一个三个跟我们今天要讲的预备相关的无知的地方。
I will talk about three different areas where he is foolish in preparation.
那第一个我们看说他只知道生活的需要，不知道灵魂的需要。
He only knew of earthly needs and not of the spirit's needs.
这是体现他无知的原因之一。
It is a primary reason he is foolish.
生活上的需要什么，这个人比谁都清楚。
This man is very clear about what things he needs on earth.
因为他为自己预备了很多很多的生活上所需。
Because he has prepared for himself many earthly to meet his earthly needs.
以致他可以衣食无忧，可以住行无虑，可以安逸的过这一生。
So he can eat, drink, and be merry, and consume these earthly goods.
我们如果要看他跟自己灵魂对话的话，
If we see his communication with his own spirit,
我们就可以看到说，他认为如果他有丰富的物质，他的灵魂就应该得到满足。
He thought that since he had met all his earthly needs, his soul should be able to rest and be merry.
他不知道我们的身体的需要是物质上可以得到满足。
He only knew that his body could experience satisfaction from earthly goods.
但是就算拥有再多的财富，我们的心灵都没有办法得到满足。
But even though you have all the riches in the world, it cannot satisfy your soul and your spirit.
这地上有很多的人赚了很多很多的钱。
On this earth, we know of many people who have earned a ton of money.
钱多到一个地步，就像这个财主一样，感觉后面根本就不需要工作，可以安逸的过这一辈子。
They have earned so much that they don't need to work anymore, and they can just live a life of pleasure.
那美国有一个非常非常有钱的人叫洛克菲勒。
There was a rich man in America called Rockefeller.
石油大亨。
He was an oil investor.
曾经有人问他说，你要赚多少钱才能够停手？
Someone once asked him, "How much money do you have to earn before you stop working?"
他的回答非常非常的简单。
His answer is very simple.
再多一点点。
Just work a little more.
这是我们每个人就是这样的目标。
That's our goals in life often.
所以有人说，很多人他赚钱的这个方式让人感觉好像他永远不死一样。
Some people they treat life as if they'll never die, and that's how they work.
所以从来没有想过说这些物质上的富足没有办法满足人心灵里面的需要。
They don't realize that earthly goods and treasures do not satisfy their soul.
因为只有神，只有耶稣基督才能够满足我们心灵的需要。
Because only our Lord Jesus can satisfy our spirit.
那我们来看第二点，说他无知的地方。
Let's look at the second point, which is foolish.
他只知道预备今生，不知道预备永生。
This man only knew to prepare for this life and not for life eternal.
从我们刚刚读的这段经文，我们可以看到，这个人绝对是一个享乐主义者。
We see that this person seeks pleasure in life.
他的人生的目标就是可以安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
His goal in life is to live peacefully, in eating, drinking, and having fun.
他所有的努力就是为了达到这个目标。
All his work in life is towards this goal.
他也达到了这个目标。
And he actually achieved this goal.
那他正当他要准备享受快乐的时候，
But just as he is about to enjoy himself,
神跟他讲了一句话,
God spoke to him.
说如果今夜取了你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
This night your soul is required of you. Who then, you know, what you have prepared, whose will they be?
那从大陆来的弟兄姊妹肯定看过很多东北的小品。
We know that we know the north. We from China. We know that in the northeast.
Talk show.
The talk shows in the northeast.
那曾经有一个赵本山和钟小宝的小品。
So there was a talk show regarding two individuals.
讲到人生有个很悲哀的一件事情。
They spoke of a tragedy that occurs in life.
就是财富在人却没了。
That one achieves wealth, but one no longer is alive.
就是你预备了很多很多的钱，想要花的时候，人却没了。
That when you have achieved success and wealth, you're no longer there to enjoy.
那就像这个财主一样。
It's just like this rich man here.
他都预备好。
He has prepared everything.
就等着享受。
And he was waiting to enjoy it.
那如果灵魂被取走了，他怎么享受呢？
But if his soul is taken, how can he actually enjoy these?
那曾经有一个传道人回国。
One time, a preacher returned home.
那跟他国内的朋友在酒桌上一起吃饭。
So he was eating with friends back in China.
那就谈到信仰，谈到神。
They started to discuss beliefs and faith.
那他就跟这个朋友聊到说，如果真的有一位神。
He then said to his friend, "If there truly is a God."
而且这个神今天就来到你的面前。
And if this God came into your presence,
他可以满足你一切的需要,
He can fulfill all your needs.
但是只能满足你一个需要,
but He can only meet one of your desires.
如果要你提这个需要, 你要提什么?
What would the need or desire be that you would tell Him?
那如果今天, 我要问你同样的问题,弟兄姊妹在座同样的问题, 如果神现在站在你面前, 只能满足你一个需要, 你要提什么?
If God, let me ask you, everyone here, if God were to stand in front of you and ask, what's your one need or desire that He can fulfill, what would that be?
Only one, 只有一个。
Only one, you cannot choose more than one.
那这个朋友想都没想。
And this person, he didn't even need to think.
说我要很多很多的钱。
He said, I want lots and lots of money.
那这传道人说，你再好好想一想，看有没有比钱更好。
This preacher said, think a little longer, maybe there are other things that you can want.
那这人想了想，感觉没有。
But his friend thought for a bit and said, "There's nothing else that."
那最后这个传道人不得不提醒这个朋友说：“你想一想，你有那么多钱，你得有一个好的身体。”
Then the preacher reminded him, "You may have all this money, but what if you don't have a healthy body?"
那这个人忽然意识到说：“对，我要有健康。”
Then the friend realized, "I need health."
我只有健康的身体，才有机会把这些钱花完。
Only with a healthy body can I actually enjoy and spend all this money.
很多的时候我们追求地上这些财富，就好像我们永远不死一样。
Many times when we seek earthly wealth, we assume that we will never die.
所以神这里面神对这个财主说，如果今夜取你的灵魂，你的预备要归给谁呢？
That's why God said, "This night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?"
有没有感觉是竹篮子打水，一场空？
It could be. Have you ever thought that maybe it's all for naught?
那我们再来看下一点，讲的说这个人为什么无知哈。
And the third point regarding why this man is foolish.
因为他只知道在人面前丰盛，不知道在神面前富足。
And he only knew of richness before man and not richness before God.
主耶稣用了一句话来总结这个比喻。
The Lord Jesus used a phrase to summarize this parable.
和凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
这个财主为自己在地上积累了好多好多的财物。
This rich man gathered for himself many riches.
这从来没有想到说在天上在神面前积累财物。
But he never thought to lay up treasures for himself towards God.
这个人在人面前是一个非常非常成功的人。
This man was very successful in the eyes of man.
但是在神面前，神说他是一个无知，是一个失败的人。
But in God's eyes, he is a fool.
在人面前是一个非常非常富足的人。
In man's eyes, he is very wealthy.
但是神说你在我面前是贫穷。
But in God's eyes, he is poor.
曾经有一个故事哈。
There is a story.
说在一个小镇里面有一个非常非常有钱的富翁。
In a small town, there was a millionaire, a rich person.
是一个人尽皆知的富翁。
It is a rich person whom everyone.
或者是说他在这小镇里是首富。
He is the one who guards the wealth.
那今天我们会常常排这个说谁是世界的首富。
We often today talk about who are the leading rich people in this world.
那这个人就是在这个小镇里面的首富。
And so he was the leading one in this town.
那一天晚上这个富翁睡觉就被噩梦惊醒。
One night this man had a nightmare and he awoke from that.
因为什么？因为在梦里面天使告诉他说，就在这个晚上啊，说镇上最富有的人要被神接走。
He dreamed that an angel told him, on this night, the richest man in town will be taken by God.
那富翁一想说，在镇上最有钱、最富有的人，除了我还能是谁呢？
This man thought, in this town, the man who is richest, besides me, who else is there?
他想到这就再也睡不着。
He thought of this and just couldn't fall asleep.
就熬啊熬啊，一直熬到天亮。
And so he stayed awake the whole night until morning.
那他做的第一件事情就是让他太太赶快去镇上找教会里面的牧师。
So in the morning, he sent his wife to find the pastor in the church in town.
他希望牧师可以为他祷告，可以让神能够不差派天使来接他。
He asked the pastor to pray for him so that God won't send an angel to take him away.
那这个太太就去牧师家去请牧师来。
So the wife went to the pastor's house to get the pastor.
那去了却没有把牧师请来。
But she didn't get the pastor to come.
因为太太回来跟这个富翁讲说，牧师在前天晚上去世了。
Because the wife came back and she said, the pastor passed away last night.
那这时候他才意识到说，在神眼里面最富的人不是他自己。
Then this rich man realized that in the eyes of God, he was not the richest man in town. It was actually the pastor which he didn't consider to be rich. Of course, this is just a story. But this should cause us to consider that we may think we are rich. But in the eyes of God, we may be truly poor.
可能有些人在人的面前看的是非常非常的贫穷。
Maybe in the eyes of some, we are very, very poor.
但是在神的眼里面，他却是非常的富足。
But in the eyes of God, he may be actually rich.
所以这是为什么说这个成功的人是一个无知的人。
That's why it's described here how this successful person is a fool.
那我不知道我讲的这，我们在座有没有一些朋友哈？ 你不接受我的观点。
I don't know if there are friends here who disagree with my assessment.
你说等一等。
You would say, wait a minute.
到底人真的有灵魂吗？
You may say, does a man actually have a soul?
人真的有永生吗？
Is there truly eternity?
真的有神吗？
Is there truly a God?
那如果这三点的话，我都不知道的话，你让我人生去追求什么？
And if there isn't, what am I seeking after in life?
我不追求地上的财富，我去追求什么？
And if I'm not supposed to seek after earthly riches, what am I supposed to look at?
那如果你有这三样的问题哈,
if you have these three questions,
那我邀请你参加下周的福音。
We invite you to the gospel camp next week.
因为这三点不是我今天要讲的主题。
These three points are not the focus of my sharing today.
但是我保证下周整个weekend三天都是讲这个主题。
But I can guarantee next weekend, all 3 days will be talking about these topics.
要告诉你到底有没有神。
We'll explain whether there's God,
到底有没有永生,
whether there's eternal life.
所以我盼望说，如果你有这样的问题，
If you have these questions, we ask that you fill out a form at the back.
那你填完表以后把表交给我。
And afterwards, you can give me the sign up sheet.
那我们现在讲说，对所有的弟兄姊妹来讲，
my following sharing is for brothers and sisters.
我们真的要求神的恩典和怜悯， 让我们能够更新我们的心思。
We really need to ask God for His mercy and grace to renew our hearts and minds.
让我们真的能够知道我们应该看重什么，应该在乎什么。
To cause us to know what to focus on, what to care about.
因为这里面耶稣讲说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the amount of riches he has.
只有神，只有耶稣基督自己才能满足我们灵魂的需要。
Only our Lord Jesus can personally satisfy us.
那诗篇里面讲说，凡以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
In Psalms it says, those who desire after other things other than the Lord, their troubles will be multiplied.
别神不是指其他的宗教信仰。
other gods is not referring just to other belief systems.
如果我们的心是以追求地上的财富为我们人生的目标, 它就可以成为我们的偶像或者是成为我们的, 信仰, 或者成为我们的神。
If we seek after earthly wealth, that could become our God, our belief system, our goal.
如果我们是以这样的目标作为我们人生一生的追求的话, 保证你的愁苦要加增。
If your only goal in life is to gain wealth, I can guarantee that your troubles or sorrows will multiply.
这不是我说的，圣经说的。
It's not what I'm saying, it's what the Bible says.
那我们再看一个故事，一个人哈, 也是记载在路加福音里面。
Let's look at another parable, another person that's mentioned in Luke.
那我们稍微往后翻一点, 在路加福音16章第1节到第9节。
In Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9,
这里面也讲到一个预备的人。
It talks about someone who's also preparing as well.
也讲到有一个财主。
It talks about there's a rich man also.
那路加福音里面一共前后有5个财主, 我们今天就讲了俩。
In Luke, there's actually 5 rich mentions of rich people, but we're only talking about 2 of them.
因为富足离不开财主。
Because richness doesn't leave a rich man.
那我们看看第1节到第9节怎么讲哈。
Let's look at what verses 1 through 9 say.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。
He also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions.
主人叫他来对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经营的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家。
And he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.
那管家心里说，主人赐我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么呢？
And the manager said to himself, what should I do since my master is taking the management away from me?
锄地呢，无力，讨饭，怕羞。I'm
not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg.
我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去。I've
decided what to do so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说：“你欠我主人多少？”
So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he says to the first, how much do you owe my master?
他说一百桶，一百篓油。
He said 100 measures of oil.
每篓约50斤，管家说拿你的账快坐下写50。
He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50.
又问一个说你欠多少? 他说110麦子。
Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said 100 measures of wheat.
管家说拿你的账写80。
He said to him, take your bill and write 80.
那后面是主人就夸奖这不义的管家说是聪明。
The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness.
因为今世之子在世事之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。
For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings.
那我以前说过，这段经文我好长时间读不懂。
I've shared that in times past, I couldn't understand this passage.
我不知道你跟我有没有同样的问题。
I don't know if you have the same issues as I.
这里明明讲的是一个不义的管家。
Here we're talking about a dishonest manager.
先是有人说他浪费主人的财物。
Someone has accused him of wasting his the rich man's wealth.
怎么浪费的圣经里面说,
the Bible doesn't say exactly what he did.
但是当我们看见说主人说不用他再做管家的时候，他这做的事情，我们就知道说应该没有冤枉他。
But when we see what the manager did after he was fired, we see that he probably did do what he was accused of.
他确确实实地浪费了主人的财物。
He has truly wasted the rich man's wealth.
可以说让用主人的财物来为自己谋一条出路。
He used the rich man's possessions to create a pathway to another career.
就是这样一个人，在我们眼里看有点偷奸耍滑的一个人。
We see this as a man who is very deceitful and cunning.
那这里面讲说主人夸他聪明。
But what the master describes him as is that he is actually shrewd.
那我们刚才讲说那在人眼里非常成功的人。
We describe that success in the eyes of the world. That the rich man who's successful is actually called a fool by God. I really feel for brothers, friends who think the Bible is difficult to read.
明明是这样的一个人,
it's clear that he's dishonest, but the master calls him shrewd and wise.
那后来我才慢慢明白，这些主人夸他聪明，不是因为他所做的浪费财物。
Later I came to realize that the master is not calling him wise because he wasted his possessions.
这一段的重心是在最后一节第九节。
The focus of this passage is on verse 9.
讲到说，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
Says, and I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings.
这里面讲到这个人是因为他可以借着钱财结交朋友。
This man made friends through unrighteous wealth.
那他又可以借着朋友预备将来。
And through these friends, he could prepare his own future.
你发现这是他的聪明的地方。You
find this is where he is actually smart.
那所以主人才说，今世之子在世事之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。
That's why it says, the sons of this world are more shrewd in their dealings with their own generation than the sons of light.
这里面讲到有两种人。Here,
there are two kinds of people.
一种是今世之子，一种是光明之子。
There are the sons of this world and the sons of the light.
那我们知道，今世之子就是追求世界或者属世的人。
Sons of this world are people who seek after wealth in this world.
那光明之子就是我们这些得救的或者属神的人。
Sons of light refer to us who are believers, who are Christians.
那你这里面会发现说，主人是说属世的人比属神的人聪明。
Here it is saying that people who belong to this world are smarter than those who are believers.
聪明在他知道预备将来。Smarter
in that they know how to prepare for the future.
我想我们每一个属神的人都知道说神把永生赐给我们。We
as Christians, we know that God has given us eternal life.
但是我们从来没有像这个不义的管家一样，我们预备永生。But
many times we do not prepare for that eternal life.
我们一生可以为很多很多的事情预备。
In our lives, we prepare for many different things.
就像我刚刚一开始讲的时候，我们可以从小到大有各种各样的预备。Like
I shared at the beginning, we can prepare for many things throughout our lives.
连最小的事情，甚至连我们吃饭都需要预备。Even
something as simple as eating a meal, that requires preparation.
但是很遗憾的是，我们从来没有为永生来预备。But
many times we don't prepare for eternal life afterwards.
我以前只是想到这说。 之所以聪明，是因为他知道预备，预备将来。
In the past, I thought that this man was wise because he knew how to prepare.
那这次当我在读这一段经文的时候，我发现神告诉我说，我就是这个不义的管家。When
I was reading this passage again, the Lord told me that I was this dishonest manager.
其实我们每个人在神面前都有一个身份，就是管家的身份。In
God's eyes, we are all managers before Him.
神希望我们做他百般恩赐的好管家。
God wants us to be His good and faithful servant, His manager.
但是我们在神的家中，可以说就像这个管家一样，常常浪费主人的财物。But
many times in God's house, we, like this manager here, oftentimes waste God's possessions.
神给我们健康的身体，我们却浪费了，从来没用在服侍他的上面。God
gave us healthy bodies, but we oftentimes don't use it for a service.
神为我们预备了弟兄姊妹，可是我们浪费了，从来没有学习彼此相爱，彼此成全。
God gave brothers and sisters around us, but we have wasted the opportunity to learn from them, to have fellowship with them.
神为我们预备了亲朋好友, 可是我们从来没有把得救的好消息告诉他们。
God has placed friends and relatives around us, but we have wasted the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
所以当我在看这一段经文的时候，就感觉说我就是这个不义的管家。
So when I've looked at this passage now, I realize that I am that dishonest manager.
我不知道你是不是。
I don't know if you are.
但这里面 主耶稣特别讲说，我们要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。But
here Jesus says, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so when it fails, they may receive you into eternal dwellings.
或者换一句话讲说，我们要为着那永存的帐幕来预备。In
other words, we need to prepare for that eternal dwelling.
中文是讲说不义的钱财。In
Chinese, it says unrighteous wealth.
在英文里面就讲 worldly 或者是世俗地上的钱财。
Or in English, it can also be translated worldly wealth. It speaks of that this worldly wealth it won't be of use in the future.
那什么才能用得上?
What is of useful? What is useful?
我们要把握, 地上的机会能够来结交朋友,
we need to take the opportunities we are given to meet friends to gain gain heavenly
dwellings.
Because only as we get to know Jesus can we get into eternal dwellings.
所以我们看来说我们的人生是一场预备的人生。
So we can see that life, it's all about preparation.
那我们再现在再来看说, 人生是如何预备。
Let's look now at how exactly then should we prepare in life.
我们知道预备,我们到底需要预备什么?
So what exactly is it that we need to prepare?
我们到底应该如何预备?
How do we prepare?
那基督徒常常讲说我们要积累积蓄财宝在天上。
We are told lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
那天上的财宝到底是什么?
What exactly are these heavenly treasures?
那不知道有没有想过说到底是什么?
I don't know if people have thought, what exactly are we laying up?
那基督徒有问题的时候,第一件事情就到圣经里面去找答案。
Many times we as Christians, if we have questions, we go to the Bible.
那很遗憾的是,圣经里面不是常常都给我们明确的答案。
The issue is that the Bible also isn't always forthright with the answer.
就像我自己,我以前抽烟。
Like myself, in the past I used to smoke.
那我得救以后还是有一段时间抽烟。
After I was saved, I still continue to smoke for a while.
那我曾经到圣经里面找说,圣经有没有讲说不可以抽烟?
I once went to the Bible and looked and said, does the Bible say you cannot smoke?
我没找到。
I couldn't find any passage on that.
因为圣经从头到尾都没讲过抽烟的事儿。
Because in the Bible, from front to back, it never mentions the word smoke.
喝酒多多少少讲一点。
They do speak about drinking.
没有明确的答案不等于没有答案。
Not having a clear answer doesn't mean there isn't an answer.
其实圣经有一些原则告诉我们说可以做不可以做。
There are certain biblical principles that help guide us as what to do and what not to do.
那当我思想说要预备什么的时候,我就去圣经里面去找。
And so when I was thinking about what should we be preparing, I went to the Bible.
那我感觉是我是找到了圣经里面明确的答案。
I think that I've found what can be called an explicit answer in the Bible.
那我们一起来把圣经翻到彼得后书第一章第八节到第十一节。
Let's look at the second book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 to 11.
这里面讲的说,你们若充充足足地有这几样,就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样,就是眼瞎,只看见近处的,忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤,使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election.
你们若行这几样就永不失脚,这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For if you practice these things, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
从这几节圣经里面,你有没有找到答案?
Have you found the answer in these verses?
那这里面有一个词出现了三次。
There is a phrase that appears three times in this passage.
就是这几样。
These things.
告诉我们说,如果有了这几样,就可以在认识主的上面结果子。
Whoever has these qualities will bear fruit.
若没有这几样就是眼瞎。
If you don't have these qualities, you're blind.
若是行这几样就可以丰丰富富地进到耶稣基督的国里。
If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. You will enter God's eternal kingdom.
所以答案就是这几样。
And so the answer is these qualities.
如果我们预备好了这几样,不仅在地上可以结果子,我们在天上到神面前也是丰丰富富。
If you prepare these qualities, you not only bear fruit, but you also be able to richly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那这几样是什么?
So, what are these qualities?
我们往前看两节,我们看彼得后书第一章第五节到第七节。
Let's look at several verses earlier, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 through 7.
因为这就是这几样的答案。
That is what these qualities are referring to.
正因为这缘故,你们要分外的殷勤。
For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith.
有了信心要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制。
Supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control.
有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上前进。
And self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness.
有了前进要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。
And godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
就是这几样。
It's these qualities.
一共几样？
How many qualities are there?
这里面一共列了八样。
Here it lists eight.
信心、德行、知识、节制。
Faith, virtue, knowledge.
忍耐、前进、爱弟兄的心、爱众人的心。
Self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly affection.
换句话说，如果我们在这八样上好好预备。
If we prepare these eight qualities, we can have richness in God's eyes. Some describe this as the eight spiritual steps of a Christian.
或者说是八个台阶，一步一步往上走。
One step at a time.
因为在这里面有一个固定的模式，就是有了还要加上，有了还要加上。
Because here it's explicit in saying. Have faith, and then with that, have virtue, etc., etc.
那我很快把这八点跟弟兄姊妹分享一下。
Let me quickly share these eight points with brothers and sisters.
这里面讲到信心，信心是根基，信心的对象是耶稣基督。
We have here faith. Faith is foundation, and we can get faith from our Lord Jesus.
那我们都知道，信心包括相信、接受和依靠。
We know that faith involves belief, acceptance, and reliance.
我们知道要相信耶稣基督是主是神。
We know that we must believe that our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
那光有相信还不够，还要接受。
Not only do we have to believe, we have to accept.
我们要把神接到我们的心里来。
We have to accept Jesus into our hearts.
让我们的生命跟他的生命有关系。
So that our life and His life are meshed together.
那信心还包括依靠。
Faith also involves reliance.
他是我们一生的依靠。
He is someone we rely on our eternal life, our whole lives.
那希伯来书里面讲到说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
In Hebrews 11 it says, without faith it is impossible to please God.
神一切的恩典和福分都是借着信心赏赐给我们。
Because everything comes through faith in Christ.
所以这信心是我们生命的起点。
And so faith is the starting point in these steps.
那有了信心还要加上德行。
After faith, that comes virtue.
德行就是指我们生活中的见证，或者说我们生活中的好行为。
It is our testimony, our good works.
人要说有主的生命，就一定有好的行为。
If we are of Christ, we need to have good works before Him.
行为不能让我们得救。
Good work doesn't save us.
但是得救的人应该有好行为。
But people who are saved should demonstrate good works. And good works are fruits that we demonstrate, that are from our belief. After virtue, there comes knowledge. It's not talking about the scientific knowledge we all know about. It talks about truths. Or about biblical knowledge.
因为一个人的知识和他的长进非常非常的有关系。
Because someone who is can grow more if they are more knowledgeable in the word.
因为知识多了就可以知道自己的不足。
When we have more knowledge, we realize our inadequacies.
就可以追求更大的长进。
And we can seek further growth.
那知识多了可以帮助我们知道说我们的信仰是否纯正。
And we can see through knowledge whether our faith is true and accurate.
有人说我们所做的永远超过不了我们头脑所明白。
One person once said, what we can do will never go beyond what we know.
所以我们的知识就决定了我们能够做多少。
Our knowledge will determine how much we can do for God's kingdom.
那只有知识多了才能够结出真正的果子来。
And knowledge also ensures that we bear true and accurate fruit.
那后面讲到说节制。
Then it says self-control.
有了知识还要加上节制。
After knowledge, you must have self-control.
因为知识多了，我们大家都知道有一个问题，就是不知不觉我们就容易骄傲。
We know that with too much knowledge, we often become proud.
我们就容易轻看别人，看重自己。
When we look down on others, we are proud.
所以这里面讲到节制，就是不让我们自己的旧人，不让我们自己的老我出来。
And so that's why we need self-control to prevent our old man from rising up.
那节制是圣灵的果子。
And self-control is also a fruit of the Spirit.
那有了节制还要加上忍耐。
After self-control, steadfastness or patience.
你会发现有的时候我们可以节制，但是我们不能一直节制。
We realize that sometimes we are patient, but not often all the time.
因为我们忍耐不了。
Because we cannot endure forever.
就是为什么说有了节制还要加上忍耐。
And that's why with self-control we need patience.
那后面说有了忍耐还要加上前进。
And after patience comes godliness.
什么是前进？前进就是活在主的面前。
Godliness is living before the Lord.
你会发现说，如果我们是活在主的面前，
If we are living before the Lord,
我们的忍耐就不是咬牙忍受。
Patience is not merely clenching one's teeth.
我们的忍耐就不再是消极。
Patience is not merely just restricting oneself.
那在主的面光里面，我们就可以胜过我们周围的环境和难处。
Rather, patience through godliness, we can overcome many obstacles in our life.
那后面讲到说，有了前进，还要加上爱弟兄的心，爱众人的心。
After godliness comes brotherly affection and love for everyone.
简而言之，就是最后要加上爱。
So what do we need at the end? We need love.
前进最具体的表现就是有爱能够表现出来。
One of the purest demonstrations of godliness is love towards others.
那我们中文的翻译是说爱弟兄的心再加上爱众人的心。
In Chinese it translates loving fellow brothers and also loving the congregation.
那强调是在范围上的扩大。
It emphasizes the expanding reach of love.
那原文是说有了爱又要加上爱。
In the original Greek, it says love and adding upon love.
那就爱上加爱是讲说在深度上我们要不停的能够有长进。
It's that we need to grow deeper in our love for others.
圣经里面讲说凡事都不可亏欠人。
The Bible says we should not owe anyone anything.
唯有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
Instead, we just need to owe one another in love.
就讲到说在爱的上面我们要总要感觉爱的不够。
It's that we need to always feel that we need to continue to love others more.
因为真正的爱是从神来。
Because true love comes from God.
一定是不断进步。
It is something that is to be continually improved upon.
好，这是这几样哈。
These are these eight qualities.
那我们来好好的预备。
Let us go ahead and prepare.
答案非常的简单。
The answer is very simple.
但是你会发现做起来非常的难。
But you'll realize that it's very hard to do.
难在哪？
How is it difficult?
因为这根本就不是我们能够做得出来的事情。
Because these are things that we cannot achieve ourselves.
那如果我们看这几样呢，就会发现跟加拉太书里面讲到圣灵的果子非常的像。
We may realize that these eight qualities are similar to the fruit of the Spirit.
那我们看一下加拉太书五章二十二节。
Let's look at Galatians 5:22.
那里面讲到圣灵所结的果子。
Talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书五章二十二节讲说圣灵所结的果子。就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
之所以说是圣灵的果子，可见是圣灵的工作。
It's called the fruit of the Spirit because it's the work of the Spirit.
那我们刚刚所看到的和这里面讲的圣灵的果子几乎是一样的。
The qualities we just saw match very well up against the fruit of the Spirit.
所以你会发现预备的关键不是说我们要很努力地做到这几样。
We should realize that preparation is not just about achieving these qualities.
关键是这是圣灵的工作。
That rather it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
是神要把我们做成这个样子。
It's that God is molding us into these qualities.
我们要感谢神不是靠着我们自己的努力要达到这个样子。
We thank God that we are not required to attain these qualities for our own actions.
如果我们要诚实一点的话，你会发现说，如果靠着我们自己，没有一个样子，没有一样果子，我们能够做得出来。
If we rely on our own will, we will not be able to attain any of these.
但是感谢神啊，这是神要在我们每一个得救的人身上所要做成的工作。
But we thank our God that He is able to accomplish these things through His Spirit.
他要改变我们的生命。
He will change our lives.
让我们能够像他的儿子一样。
So that we can become like His Son.
能够结出这些圣灵的果子来。
That we can bear these spiritual fruit.
那神是怎么做的呢？
How does God do this?
其实神就是借着我们周围的人事物来预备我们。
God does this through the people that surround us.
来改变我们。
To change us.
那讲到预备的话，其实不是很好讲。
So to prepare actually is something that's difficult.
之所以不好讲，说预备是一个持续的过程。
It's difficult to explain because preparation is a continuous process.
如果只做一次的话, 那不是预备啊。
If you do something once, it's not called preparation.
但是你会发现说, 当一些事情发生的时候, 我们的反应就看得出来我们预备的光景如何。
But you can see that when we encounter certain situations, our responses highlight whether or not we were prepared.
那我想用圣经里面的一个人让我们大家一起看说神是如何预备他的。
Let's look at a person in the Bible and how God prepared him.
因为神如何预备他,
because how God prepared him, God can also prepare us.
那我们查经班前一段时间读圣经里面的人物。
Previously in our Bible study, we were reading about different people in the Bible.
那我们一起来看一个非常非常熟悉的故事。
Let's look at a very familiar story in the Bible.
大卫打败哥利亚。
David defeating Goliath.
那我相信这里面有很多的 教会长大的孩子从小就听过这个故事。
Many children growing up in the church, they've heard this story many times.
那大卫和哥利亚打仗的时候, 大卫还是个年轻人。
When David fought Goliath, David was still a young man.
那哥利亚圣经里面讲说是一个巨人。
In the Bible, Goliath is a giant.
非常非常的可怕。
He is very scary.
那圣经里面讲说他的身高有六肘零一虎口。
It says that his height was quite a few cubits.
那大概,
six cubits in a span.
大概今天就是, 90多, 或者是将近3米。
It's around 3 meters, around 9 feet, 9 and a half feet.
那圣经里面讲说他头戴铜, 铜盔, 身穿铠甲。
And it says that he had a helmet of bronze on his head and he was armed with a coat of mail.
那他的枪杆有多粗, 他的枪有多重。
It said how heavy his shield was, how heavy his spear was.
那厉害到一个地步啊, 他连续40天, 每天两次, challenge以色列的百姓。
He was so powerful that for 40 days straight, he challenged the Israelites 2 times a day.
有没有人敢出来跟他单挑, 跟他PK?
No one wanted to fight in single combat.
那40天没有人敢出来。
For 40 days, no one dared to show their heads.
那我们都知道说大卫很碰巧来到这个 战场。
Coincidentally, David came to the battlefield.
那没有人能够想到说这么一个巨人在大卫面前没有走过一个回合。
No one could imagine that a giant before David's eyes, that was not some, that wasn't something he was afraid of.
就被大卫打败。
And David went ahead and defeated him.
那我们也常常用这个故事来鼓励我们, 特别鼓励我们自己, 在面对很巨大的困难的时候, 我们要像大卫一样, 有勇气, 有信心。
We as Christians often use the story of David to encourage ourselves when we face great difficulties.
但有没有想过, 其实你如果仔细读圣经的话, 你会发现说, 大卫之所以敢去应战, 是很多缘由。
But have if we look into the story, we realize that David actually, there are many reasons why he was willing to go into single combat against Goliath.
千万不要以为大卫只是凭了一句话说,你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟,我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
Don't think that it's only because David said that you fight against me with sword and shield, I fight against you in the name of our Lord.
如果这样的话, 我们人人都可以成为大卫。
Because if only the only thing needed to defeat Goliath was to say those words, and any of us can defeat Goliath.
那我们来看啊, 在这个征战之前,
let's look at the passage before David fought.
那这里面讲说大卫曾经与狮子和熊搏斗。
It mentions that David once fought with the bear and with the lion.
并且胜过了狮和熊子。
That he triumphed over these two animals.
那你就知道说, 能够杀死熊和狮子的牧童绝对不是一个简单的人。
We know that a shepherd who can kill a lion and a bear, he's no ordinary shepherd.
所以在征战之前, 大卫就说, 耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪, 也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
That's why David said before the battle, the Lord has saved me from the jaws of the lion and the bear, and he can save me from this Philistine.
第二个我们再看说, 大卫有一个非常, 强烈的一个拣选的意识, 或者是民族自尊心。
We also know that David had a lot of self-confidence.
在人看来耶利亚是个巨人。
From most people's viewpoint, Goliath is a giant.
那大卫是说, 这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢? 竟敢向永生神的军队来骂阵。
And David said, you know, what is this Philistine who is reproaching the Israelites day and night?
那人看哥利亚是个巨人, 但是在大卫的眼里, 他只是一个未受割礼的人。
to many people he's a giant, but to David he's merely a Philistine who's uncircumcised. How dare he stand up against the army of our God? He trusted that the army of our God is no small thing. Let's look at the last point. David had a very strong spiritual sense. He said that success and defeat is all in the hands of the Lord. David is only a young person. But he had this vision. But in the multitude of Israelites that were at the battle scene, none of them had this vision like David. We can say that David was able to defeat Goliath because of his years of training, because of the vision that he saw, and because of his faith.
用我们今天的话来讲, 就是, 大卫用综合实力来打败了格利亚。
In today's words, we can say that David used appropriate corporate power to defeat Goliath.
那大卫打败格利亚不只是凭着一个一句话或者是一个感觉，一个冲动。
He didn't defeat Goliath merely through saying a certain word or having just a certain feeling.
那大卫这些综合实力就是神在一点一点把它训练出来。
Rather, David was able to practice his power, his corporate powers through God.
他在旷野当中放羊的时候，神借着每一个环境来训练他。
When he was raising his sheep in the wilderness, God used different circumstances to train him.
来预备他，以至于他这一仗可以成名。
To prepare him so that when he faced Goliath, he would be successful.
我们有没有想过说，今天我们遇到的每一个环境、每一个困难，其实都是神亲手量给我们。
Have we ever thought that every trouble, every difficulty that we face, it's a way of God, it's God's way of training us? Because like he prepared David, he wants to prepare us. He wants to cause us to bear fruit so that we can produce.
我们的问题就是在环境当中只看见难处，看不见我们的主。
Our issue is that when we see troubles and difficulties, we don't see God.
那我们的结局就常常是非常非常的软弱。
And so in the end, we become weakened.
那我自己就是这样的光景。
I myself have fallen into this situation. Many times I think spiritually, everything is up and down.
甚至在这次预备这些讲章的时候，我都有几次感觉说，外面的环境或者是里面的败坏，让我非常非常的软弱。
When I was preparing for this sharing, I thought that our circumstances and my inward spirit caused me to feel weak and ashamed.
我甚至在神面前说，我放弃。
In the eyes of God, at times I actually gave up.
我要跟教会去讲，让他们换其他的弟兄姊妹来分享。
I will let the church. I want to let the church know they should ask someone else to share.
因为我感觉这么软弱的人，我没有什么可以跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Because I felt that I'm such a weak brother, brother in Christ. What can I share?
但是当我安静在神的面前的时候，神就让我看见，这就是我真实的自己。
But when I was quiet before the Lord showed to me, you know, this is who I am.
我需要他自己的恩典和怜悯。
That I need His grace and His mercy.
他让我看见说，我周围的一切的难处，都是他特别为我预备。
And that all the troubles and difficulties that surround me, those are prepared by God for a reason.
目的是要来改变我，成全我。
The purpose is to prepare me to change me.
我也看见神在我身上这个不舍不弃的爱。
And I can see God's unconditional love.
我想放弃，但是神永远不放弃。
I wanted to give up, but God never gave up on me.
那在希伯来书里面讲说，神说我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
In Hebrews says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
感谢主，他的善工，他开始一定就要成全。
God's good work, He will continue to fulfill it.
就像上周来到我们当中那个讲员讲说，我们的神是一个叫从来不中途而废的神。
Just like the speaker who came last week, he shared that our God is someone who never gives up.
他要预备我们一直进到荣耀里面去。
He will prepare us so that we can enter into glory with Him.
那我还有最后一点，我要很快把最后一点讲完。
I have one last point I will quickly share.
那我想我们基督徒常常有一个有两种很极端的想法。
we as Christians, we often have two extreme thoughts.
那一种想法是, 我们已经得救了, 就应该依靠神, 等候神。
One thought is we are saved, so we should just rely on God and wait for God.
既然神要预备我们, 我们就等着他来预备我们。
Because God is going to prepare us, so let's just passively wait for Him.
那另外一种想法是说, 尽管我们得救了, 我们还要靠自己的努力。
Another way is that even though we're saved, we still need to rely on ourselves.
你总不能等天上掉馅饼。
You cannot wait for manna to fall from heaven.
大家不知道有没有这样的纠结。
I don't know if people lie between these two extremes.
很多的时候我们就是想说该做还是不该做。
Many times we think, should we wait? Should we act?
那, 保罗在哥罗西书第一章里面特别讲了一句话。
In Colossians chapter 1, Paul said this.
第一章第29节, 当他讲到说他努力把弟兄姊妹带到基督里的时候,
Colossians 1 verse 2 says, when bringing brothers and sisters into his God's presence,
他说我也为此劳苦, 照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
He says that,
第一章29节,
verse 29, it says that, for this I toil, struggling with his energy, that he powerfully works within me.
这里面讲到两个方面。
Here it speaks of two aspects.
一方面是我里面运用的大能。
This energy within me.
这个大能是从神来的。
And this energy is from God.
那我自己呢?
This power is from God. What about myself?
保罗他自己说他要尽心竭力。
Is that he is struggling with all of his energy.
换句话说就是神的能力加上我的努力。
So it's God's power plus my struggling mightily.
没有神的能力,我们再努力,
Without God's power, no matter how much we strive to do, it is all in vain.
但是如果神的能力降下来,我们没有预备好的话, 我们就会, 失掉这个恩典, 失掉这个祝福。
But if God empowers us and we are not prepared to struggle mightily, then it is a waste.
有一个电影叫 Facing the Giant。
A movie that I've seen is called Facing the Giants.
那里面讲到有两个农夫啊, 在天旱的时候跟神祷告, 说求神来下雨。
Two farmers were praying that God would send rain.
那一个祷告完以后就完事儿。
One, after he prayed, he went about his own business.
那另外一个祷告完以后就开始出去在地里面松土。
The other, after he prayed, he began to furrow the ground, to loosen the soil.
那结果可想而知啊。
We know what happened.
如果神真的把雨赐下来的话,
If God truly sent rain,
你会发现收成是完全不一样的。
You can see that the result between the two farmers will be very different.
所以在很多的时候,预备决定了说我们的结果。
So what we prepare will actually many times determine our results.
那我们再回到刚刚我们读的彼得后书第一章哈。
Let's return back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
那里面除了这几样以外,还有一个词重复了两次。
Besides these qualities, there's another phrase that's repeated several times.
讲到说你们要分外的殷勤,你们要更加的殷勤。
You must be diligent, you must be further diligent.
这就是我们在预备当中我们应该做的。
This is something that we need to do when preparing.
我们要与圣灵同工,我们要分外的殷勤,更加的殷勤。
In communicating with the Spirit, we must be all the more diligent.
那到底什么是殷勤?
What does it mean to be diligent?
我没有时间再仔细讲。
I don't have time to share in further detail.
我只是把殷勤大概列出来让大家思想一下。
I will outline things that I've thought about.
第一个殷勤就是珍惜和看重。
One way of being diligent is to treasure and to value.
很多的时候我们如果很珍惜很看重的话，你会发现是我们不停的去做，我们殷勤的去做。
Things that we treasure and we value, we will take care of, we will work diligently towards.
我们如果很看重神给赏赐给我们这极宝贵又极大的应许的时候，我们就会殷勤的去做。
If we truly treasure and value the great gift that God gives us, we will continue to work diligently towards achieving that. The second diligence is to make every effort.
我们要尽我们的所能，要在这几样上与圣灵同工。
We must make every effort to co-work with the Spirit.
最后一点，竭力是讲到我们不放弃。
The last aspect of being diligent is to endure, to be patient to the end.
从我们自己的这个个性里面出发，我们会常常放弃。
Because according to human nature, we oftentimes will be weary and give up.
很多的时候我们想说我们要好好的跟随主，但是几天以后你就发现说我们又回到老样子。
We made purpose in our minds that we will follow the Lord faithfully, but after a few days, we often relapse.
那很多时候年初的时候我们立志要把圣经读一遍。
Maybe at the beginning of the year, we have this promise that we will read the Bible in this 1 year.
But
when we read the Old Testament, we realize we will never exit Egypt.
In New Testament,
we will never get to Rome.
This
is our life.
真的求神帮助我们能够竭力来认识主。
I truly pray that we can, with more diligence, get to know our Lord.
那有一本书叫《直奔标杆》。
There's a book I know which is called The Purpose Driven Church.
The Church. 那里面讲到是说，在前言里面讲说，没有人可以造浪，因为这个作者叫华里克， 叫Rick,
Rick Warren. So the author of this book is called Rick Warren.
那他在写这本书的时候，他在加州看见有人在冲浪，在海边。
So he saw people surfing when he was writing the book in California.
他就想到说，其实浪没有人可以造浪。
So he thought no one can create these natural waves.
但是他发现每一个冲浪的这个高手都好好的预备自己。
But he knew that every surfer who's who likes to practice.
所以当浪的时候，他们就可以乘浪而起。
And so that when the wave actually comes, they can ride it.
其实我们在神面前也是这个样子。
Before the Lord, we are like this as well.
我们要求主能够好好预备我们自己。
We must ask the Lord to prepare us well.
尽我们自己当尽的本分。
So that we be faithful in what we can do.
所以当神的浪潮来的时候，我们可以随跟着神一起乘浪而起。
And so when God sends His waves, we can ride these waves out with Him.
那我就今天就跟大家交通到这里。
So I will share. That is all I'm sharing with brothers and sisters today.
那我们有一个祷告。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
主耶稣啊，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
主啊，谢谢你在我们身上不舍不弃的爱。
We thank you for your unfailing love.
主啊，实在求你帮助我们更新我们的心思。
We ask that you renew our minds.
让我们真正能够在乎，主啊，我们在你面前要做一个富足的人。
That we can care about being rich in your eyes.
让我们努力能够成为一个在你面前富足的人。
That we will be diligent in becoming rich in your eyes.
求主听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hear our prayers. We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.